Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic retailers, business owners, and ministry leaders. Don't miss the Catholic Marketing Network Momentum 2019 event. Attend seminars that teach how to apply best business practices to any kind of business or ministry. Experience one-of-a-kind networking opportunities and browse the trade show exhibit hall full of Catholic resources and gifts from all over the world. Visit CatholicMarketing.com trade show page to find out how you can be a part of this event that helps Catholics build personal and professional momentum. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, reporting to you all from upstate New York. Thank you very much for your continued prayers and my recovery in relationship to my amputation, so your prayers are much appreciated. Today I want to speak a little bit about a book I've read recently, and being that I'm still recovering, but I'm able to pick up some ministerial things, I still have some good amount of time in my life to get some reading done. And I mentioned in previous podcasts that I try to have a personal goal as to read a book a month to keep myself sort of intellectually up to date and sort of work that neural muscle that we've all been entrusted with and given with, and that my order has spent a lot of money on making sure I receive a proper formation about. So this book I've read recently that I want to just speak a little bit about today is from Joseph Cardinal Zen. He's a former cardinal, I believe, of Hong Kong. He recently retired. He just came out with a book that's based on a series of lectures that he gave back in 2017. And the book is called For Love of My People, I Will Not Remain Silent, subtitle On the Situation of the Church in China. It comes out through Ignatius Press. And in his chapter on the situation of the church in China, speaking about a letter that Pope Benedict XVI sent to the Chinese people, the Chinese church, in the section on ecclesiology, there's this great line that just really struck me. And the cardinal wrote, "The truth is not maintained by pleasing people." Now, for whatever reason in the church these days, there seems to be, in my opinion, where I'm sitting at, where I'm looking out upon, for lack of a better word, particularly here from the context of the United States, a desire to become conformed to the world. And that's a big warning that we are to internalize from St. Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, if memory serves, that we are not to be conformed to the world, that we are not made for the world. We are made for Jesus Christ, and he is the Savior of the world. We are not. We bring about, and we can aid in that salvation by making him known, which is one of the tasks given to us as the body of Christ at church, to go out and proclaim the gospel. And that's not just for clergy. That's for everybody in the church. And the truth that is Jesus Christ is not maintained by pleasing people, by trying to placate to their appetites or to their egos and etc. We cannot desire acceptance by the world. For the world rejected Christ, it will reject us also. Now that don't mean we go looking or picking fights, but that means that when push comes to shove, we are to remain rooted in Christ and not the world. We are not of the world. We are in the world. We are of Christ, and we are called to be with Christ in eternity for all, to be in heaven for all eternity. And that insight from Cardinal Zen just really struck me. He wraps it in the relationship of the ecclesiological notions of how certain people within the Vatican curial administrative complex, we'll say, for lack of a better word, views themselves in relationship to how they work, speak, and deal with what's going on in China. You know, the underground church, the official church, what's the status of the official church in relationship to illegitimate bishops being ordained, what's going on with the underground church, and how to legitimize. There's a lot of issues going on with that. but to placate to an oppressive regime, I think is utterly off the mark and unbecoming of the gospel call that we have received to proclaim the gospel, to make Christ known, so people can be aware that there is a place for them in heaven, that he has gone before all of us to prepare a place for us in the kingdom of God. And I know Cardinal Zen's been very vocal recently because of what's been going on with the Vatican and China and certain deals between the two diplomatic groups. You know, my heart is struggling with that because it seems that it's really selling out the underground church. Now, not all the information from the Vatican has been released on that, but as an individual Catholic, I just find what has happened with that a little bit troubling. And this particular book, which I recommend, offers a great insight in what has happened in the past in relationship to, I believe, under John Paul II and to Benedict. Most of the book takes place within the pontificate of Benedict in relationship to the Vatican, speaking with and working with and trying to broker deals with the People's Republic of China and how to strengthen and support the Catholics and Christians in general in China. And at the end, the last chapter of the book, he speaks a little bit about the current state of things. So it's a really great text in that line. The truth is not maintained through the pleasing of people. It may provide a minimal comfort and even an ego boost to be accepted by people that have the microphone, that are on TV, make movies, and I have, you know, huge followings on social media platforms and all this sort of stuff. But as Ecclesiastes warns us, all that stuff is fading. All of it will go away. God is permanent. God is forever because he even is the creator of time. I'm struggling to find words here because we're dealing with a foundational aspect of our faith, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And as Christians, we are called to conform ourselves to him, which is done in, by, and through the power of the Spirit via the grace given to the church in her sacramental life as the body of Christ. So we as individual Christians can internalize that message of Cardinal Zen about being aware that the truth is not maintained through the pleasing of people. How do we speak about the truth of our faith in our day-to-day lives? Are we too aggressive about it, beating people over the head? That's not appropriate. Are we at the other extreme and, you know, we just sort of are fickle and let the foundation stones of our faith and our church and of the moral life that our church puts forward and et cetera, just wash away whenever there's a little bit of a wind against us? Or do we stand firm, knowing the good earth upon which we are nourished, which is really the sacred heart of Jesus Christ? That's one of the reasons we have this great parable given to us by Christ about the different grounds upon which the seed is thrown. This is not a fun topic to deal with, but it is a real topic to deal with and a necessary topic to deal with, because we will all struggle with preaching the gospel in, by, and through our lives, in words, deeds, both together, in love and truth, as the first letter of John chapter 3, I believe, tells us. So the insight from Cardinal Zen about maintaining the truth and how it can't occur through the pleasing of people is of the utmost importance. What are we conforming ourselves to will tell us what our idols are and how we are being misformed, becoming deformed even, and how Christ doesn't want this for us. So his insight, Cardinal Zen's insight, is a great moment for us to stop and reflect upon where are we at in our relationship to Jesus Christ and his church, and what idols do we need to be freed from through the love that Christ offers to us via his body, which we know as the church. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you're on a platform with a little like button next to it, click that like button too. It helps other people find me in the search algorithms of these platforms. If you want more of my content, you can go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find previous blog posts, you can find Catholic Stand articles, Catholic memes for your electronic devices. You can also contact me via those pages also. That is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.